Hello, everyone. Welcome to our first episode of Sports Take. I'm Dan the Man, and along with me are my co-host, hockey expert, Revy. How's it going, Revy?
What's up, Dan the Man?
And we've also got basketball expert, Pete. Pete, how's it going, man?
What's up, Danny? Thank you for having me, brother.
Sports Take is a podcast show that covers basketball and hockey. We make sure to cover all of the latest news, stats, and scores. We've got a good one for you today, as there's a lot of things to cover, especially in the NBA. Today's episode will just be focused mainly on the NBA. We'll be rotating between each sport. So hockey 1 week, and then the NBA the next week. So next week will be the NHL, okay? So I want to start off by introducing our special guest for today's episode, basketball know-it-all, Pizzy. How's it going?
Pleasure, brother. Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So we're going to start off with the NBA. Pete, take us away with it.
Okay, so as you all know, today was the day, February 10th, trade deadline.
Big day. Big day for the NBA, man.
A lot of people got traded. A big shift has happened in the league.
That's an understatement.
It's an understatement, you think?
Pete, let's dive into a trade.
Okay, a good trade that did happen today was obviously James Harden to Philadelphia.
Wow.
For Andre Drummond, Seth Curry, and Mr. Ben Simmons, that had his issues in the past. Now I think it's time to shine in Brooklyn. And to be honest, I think Brooklyn got a steal. I think Ben Simmons was working. He was putting in that work in the offseason, or his offseason. And yeah, Brooklyn is favored now.
He's going to play better in Brooklyn now. Because, you know, some players, they have so much potential, but, like, they're on just teams. Like, you know, the chemistry, and it's just not there. But once they go to a new team, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. What do you got? What do you think, Piss? What do you think about the trade that happened today, brother?
I'll be completely honest with you. I like it for both parties. I think it works out just because, you know, the situation in Philadelphia with Ben Simmons. He was losing money. They needed the extra push to go into the playoffs. It was just a toxic situation to begin with. And I think Harden leaving from Brooklyn was a little bit of a surprise, just because they had already said that, you know, he wasn't going to leave, committed to the team. And I don't know. I just feel like maybe it'll work out for both teams. I feel like Harden wanted to leave. Probably because of his relationship with KD, now that it's surfacing that maybe they weren't as close as people think. Yeah. And honestly, I think the whole Kyrie situation really put a sour taste in his mouth, because he's trying to win. I mean, Harden isn't getting any younger. So
He left his hometown team, dude, Houston, to go to Brooklyn to try to win the championship. And now they're just, like, not serious at all. KD's injury. Kyrie doesn't want to get vaccinated. It's just a disaster in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think it works out for both teams now. Like, Philly's got their guy they're going to go into the playoffs with. BK, I mean, now they got that versatile point guard, power forward type of guy. When Kyrie isn't playing, they could slot him into the power to the point guard position. When he is playing, he could be that guy, that four position to help out and really play, you know. I like it, but if I had to pick which side really won from this, I would probably say Brooklyn, just because the way that their situation is, like the way that everything turned out, I think it's a better fit for everyone there now rather than Philly, because now you have two guys that are ball dominant. So I don't know how that's going to work between Harden and Embiid, because they both want the ball. And
I was going to say, like, you know, a guy like Joel, hungry, on a tear, just like, how do you think that's going to take into play with James Harden?
Oh, I mean, his numbers are going to drop for sure. His numbers, what you're seeing now, I don't think they're going to be sustainable, but obviously not by a huge margin. Like, we're not going to see a huge, huge drop. But now that Harden's there, he's going to want the ball more, you know, and it obviously is going to affect.
I got a question for you guys.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think Harden is going to perform better now that he's in Philly, or is he going to do worse?
I'd say better, just because I think there's a better core around him.
I also
you got Tobias Harris, you got the Maxey kid there too. you got this other guy.
Get as much play time.
Pardon me?
I don't think Maxey's going to get as much play time, but
he's not. He's not. But I feel like he's going to still be important in terms of the rotation.
Definitely.
You know, even for some reason, if he has to come off the bench, let's say, or his minutes, you know, decline a little bit or whatever it is, they're still going to need him for that playoff push. Cause you know, whenever Harden goes to the bench, let's say if he was coming off the bench, when Harden goes to the bench, you know, he'll be leading the second unit. But,
yeah.
Like I said, my biggest concern would be how that combo of Embiid and Harden is going to work, just because, like I said, they're both ball dominant. With Brooklyn, you got Kyrie, which is a playmaker. You know, he can score you the ball, and if he can play make it to either Durant or Ben Simmons. And if Kyrie's not playing, Ben Simmons bringing up the ball, he's a facilitator. So you know, I think he'll work out for Brooklyn. But another thing that I should point out is that if they do meet, I was just reading this off one of the vlogs out there. Was if they do meet in the first round of the playoffs, I don't think Kyrie is eligible to play in Philadelphia because of the mandate. So yeah,
that's
so
crazy.
They're going to be out of Kyrie Irving for the first round if they play Philadelphia both ways. Because in Brooklyn they won't allow it, and Philadelphia has a mandate too, so they won't have Kyrie.
Yeah, but I heard New York taking up the mandate, is he?
But in Philadelphia, if they don't take it out, then Kyrie's screwed.
It's okay. At least you have him for like 50%.
Right, but the thing is, with the Brooklyn thing, is that I haven't seen anything solidified on social media. There was one or two journalists that were talking about it, but I didn't see anything that came up to light, like where it was like top line news. So if it is going to happen, then it should be, I guess, in the works, and it's going to be coming out soon where they cancel mandates. But as of now, I haven't seen too many people talk about it. So I'm going to go with the notion that he's not going to be playing in the first round. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You have every right to go with that notion. And I actually haven't been following up with Kyrie's situation, but wasn't there like speculation or like he said that he was going to announce his retirement because of this whole vaccine mandate, or like what happened with
that? Yeah, but that's done with. He's back. Like he's
back. So he's not retiring.
No, he's not retiring. Like that was before he came back. I think that Harden and Embiid are going to tear it up. Like,
guys, potential Kobe and Shaq combo.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
so you're saying the team players. Chemistry is there.
No, not even that. Just the way those that two. Harden's a playmaker slash scorer is just.
Yes.
It complements the dominance that Embiid has.
Ben Simmons couldn't shoot the ball. Harden can shoot the ball and pass it.
And just mind you, Embiid can also shoot the ball. So that's very
exactly.
Scary.
Exactly. So they're both dominant players.
I can definitely see that. And just to add on to your point with Ben Simmons not being able to shoot, I mean, this is his last chance. You know, he wanted out. He put up a fuss. And now that he's out, now there shouldn't be a reason why he doesn't practice on that shot. You know what I mean?
Honestly, like, dude, I think he's been practicing on the shot, and I think he's going to come back and he's going to have a jump shot, and everybody's going to be so surprised because obviously Brooklyn knows something that we don't.
Yeah.
Well, in college, where I don't know if he was in college or where he was playing in Australia or wherever it was.
Yeah, it was Australia.
Was it Australia or LSU? I don't know where the hell he was playing, but he had a jump shot. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't know what happened, but even though, like,
well, guys lose confidence, right? Like, for an example, Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Westbrook's jump shot is nowhere to be found.
Right. But that's just confidence. That's just the confidence is not there. We know what Westbrook can do, right? Westbrook is at the top of the greats for triple doubles. So yeah. We'll never take that away from him. But what I'm saying is like, okay, if your situation, you didn't like it in the Sixers for whatever reason it was, and you left now, like you got to really like, frankly, you get paid a lot of money for you not to be able to develop a jump shot. Like Lonzo Ball's shot was broken when he came into the league. He fixed it, and now he has that confidence from the three ball line and to shoot from wherever he wants.
He's a great shooter, yeah.
You know what I mean? So if he can do it, I don't understand why Ben Simmons can't, especially if, you know, if the situation that he's in, star player, you know, gets paid the big bucks, this and that, your team's going to have to depend on you, you know? So you got to develop that. And I'm sure there's people around him. There's a supporting cast around him. I'm sure there's trainers out there that were willing to help him out, are actually out there to help him out. But it's really on him because, to be completely honest, his game's not complete without a jump shot. And he becomes a liability. If you don't have the jump shot, people are not going to cover you. They're going to play that zone defense on you. And you know, like people are not going to respect you when you have the ball. So he's got to figure that out, and he's got to figure it out quick.
Yes, okay. He does.
Since we're on the topic of trades, what do you guys think about Porzingis heading to DC?
Yo, that one was actually so surprising to me.
That was so random.
That was
very random. Honestly, I think Luka Doncic needs somebody ASAP because even when KP's not there, he's still carrying. Like, for example, today, he dropped a 50-piece. Carried the team. Come on, man.
Obviously.
He carried the team to a victory against the Clippers. And Doncic, yeah, he can do some of that, but there's only so much he can do, right?
Here's what I don't get. Now, Dallas is in contention, okay? Mm-hmm. And there was rumors that there was an issue with Doncic and KP, and then it came out and it surfaced that Doncic was actually sticking up for KP, saying that he needs the ball more. So there really wasn't an issue there. So now you're going into the playoffs, okay? Yeah. You give up one of your top players who spaces out the floor and makes people play the perimeter defense on him. Yep. So if you're going to sell him, okay, would you not want to fill that gap in? Like, I don't get what they really did there with the trade deadline. They didn't go after a guy like Turner. They didn't go after a guy like Nurkic.
Who did they get for him? Spencer Dinwiddie,
which I didn't understand that either, because I mean, you got your elite point guard. Who's his backup in Dallas, if you don't mind me asking?
I think Reggie Bullock.
Reggie Bullock would be their shooting guard.
I think it was probably Tim Hardaway, but he's injured.
It's either Hardaway, Brunson, someone. It was someone. But did you really need to fill that role? Like, in the day, Spencer's contract's not that cute either. Yeah. So, like, what did you really accomplish there? I would have went in with my big. Yeah, he's hurt right now. So you stash him away till after the All-Star break. So come back healthy. And you just ride it out. And then you figure out what's going to happen in the offseason, you know?
But they did for two seasons. And you know what I mean?
But
then again, they got nothing.
Washington is actually in an in-play position right now. They're in 10th mm-hmm. position.
How about your boy Dennis Schroeder to the Rockets? I like that. I think he's a good six man. I think he plays good off the bench. Dennis Schroeder's solid role player.
Can you give me the details on what the full trade was? What did they receive back?
So the Rockets got Schroeder and Daniel Theis.
Always finds his way back to Boston, that guy.
Yeah. And Bruno Fernando.
Right. And did Boston
and acquire Enes, a point guard? Enes Freedom. And Boston, the only point guard they acquired was Dennis Schroeder. Or sorry, they traded Dennis Schroeder. Bruno Fernando, I guess.
So they didn't go get a point guard in this trade deadline?
I don't think so, no.
They just gave away Schroeder. Yeah, see, like, that's what I don't understand either. If Boston's going for it too, you have Smart, and Schroeder was playing nice for them. Schroeder was playing very, very, very nice for them. I don't get why they would get rid of him. His contract wasn't an issue. He wasn't getting paid big bucks. So, I mean, why would you trade? Like, you guys are already thin on point guards. Why would you get rid of Schroeder? If you were going to get rid of him, at least get an upgrade for him. Very like, true. If I was Boston, I would go after Spencer Dinwiddie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just to get that pure point guard right there. And you could slot Smart at the shooting guard position, which he casually does sometimes.
Then again, they have KPJ, Kevin Porter Jr. So
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good trade. I don't even know how to feel about that, to be honest with you.
What about the big three in New Orleans now? CJ McCollum, huge addition.
I like it, and apparently he likes it too. He's very content. There was a report that he was also behind the scenes on where he was going to go, and he was working with head office with the front office, and they were he picked New Orleans, and he felt like he wanted to go to a team that wanted him, and looks like he likes the situation there. So, I mean, kudos to him. He's a great player. I'm a big fan of his. And it's just unfortunate that the situation with him and Dame didn't work out for all those years. But, hey, it is what it is, right? It's a business.
Speaking about Dame, I have a question for you, Pizzy.
What's going on?
And Pete. What do you guys think about Dame now? Like, Lillard, what do you think's going to happen with him? Like, you guys think he's going to stay in Portland, or you think he wants out?
He said he wants to stay loyal. I honestly think for his best interest, he should leave.
He did before the trade, though, right? Yeah, now he literally has no one.
Last report that I heard was that the Blazers and Dame Dollar are actually waiting for the either party to initiate that conversation and say, I want to get traded.
Oh, really?
So I think they're at a standstill right now and no one's really saying anything. That's what I was reading off some reports off a couple sports sites. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get mad if he leaves because
my God, can you imagine him in LA?
Lillard? That would be crazy. Yeah.
He should go to the Raptors, bro. That's all I'm saying. He should be at the Raptors, bro.
What's going on with Kawhi? When's that guy coming back?
Hopefully this season by March. But I don't know. Paul George is getting an MRI on the 24th. So if it goes good, maybe he'll come back. They'll try to push for a chip. But
Tyronn Lue already came out and said that he doesn't see him coming back. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. If they get into a playoff position, maybe he changes his mind. You know, Kawhi's a mysterious guy like that. So if it works out, then I guess maybe we'll see him in the playoffs. But as it stands now, Tyronn Lue came out not too long ago and said that it doesn't look like he's coming back for this year. He's going to just heal it up. And it really makes me wonder now, like, is he even going to stay in the Clippers for next year? Like, with the whole situation that's going on, that like that was another project that really didn't work out either. It's been, 3 years now?
So,
I don't know. Maybe they need to blow up because Clippers are in a little bit of a situation. They have no assets. They gave those all their assets away in the OKC trade for Paul George. So,
isn't Kawhi a free agent after this season?
I believe so.
I remember he signed a 3-year contract.
Right. So, I don't know. That guy's weird, man. He'll pull a 360. You never know. I won't even be surprised if he says, yeah, I'm coming back to the Raptors.
Can you imagine?
You know what I mean? So you never know because he already has a taste of what it is here in Toronto. And he won the ring here, you know, and our team ain't that bad. We still got a lot of our core guys that are still with us from that run. So, I mean, I'm not worried about Mazzai. I mean, if he was able to land Kawhi, I'm sure he'll go back up the Brinks truck and, you know, unload and bring some more assets here. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did want to come back. But yeah,
if he did come back, that squad wouldn't be the same.
Right. Yep. But I mean, I kind of like this squad, man. This Freddie with the Siakam and the OG, because I feel like these guys now, like,
they should have stayed
even more. You know. These guys, I feel like they actually matured more. Now that all the OGs are gone, these guys had to learn how to figure it out themselves. So now they have the ring, they have the playoff experience, and now they have the experience of how it is to run a team without really having one big leader there. So, you know, I really like this team.
Yeah, definitely. I hope we do make a push.
And yeah, guys.
I hope so too.
Raptors fan.
Any final thoughts?
I wish we kind of got Turner, to be completely honest. But
yeah, me too. Okay, quick question before we end this and wrap this up. There's four of us here. I want to hear all four of our takes on who's winning the chip this year.
Okay, start off the podcast.
Start off with right Danny. Way.
All right.
Finish off the podcast the right way.
Okay. You know what? Come back to me. Let's
okay. Finish with me. I'll start off with me.
Okay.
I'm a Phoenix fan. I've been a Phoenix fan since Chris Paul went to Arizona. I think they're like in form. I think they're very healthy right now. I think they're playing fantastic. I think the role players are great. I think they have a solid big man. Jay Crowder, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson. All these guys are fantastic off the bench. And Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder start, but Cam Johnson off the bench is unreal. I think he's having
a great year, that kid, eh?
Yeah, he is having a great year. I think last year they were in the finals. This year they're still looking good. They're in first. I think they're going to go for the chip. I think they're going to get it.
Fair enough. Pizzy?
I'll go last. I'll go last. And I'll give you guys a little surprise.
I'll give you guys.
Yeah, who?
I'll give you guys a little something, too. This is not so hot.
Is it a hot take?
I don't know. We'll see. I'll get you guys' opinion. I think Miami has a potential shot of winning the chip.
Honestly, I think this year Philly's taking it 100% with the addition to Harden. He can really shoot. He can pass the ball. And him and Embiid are going to tear it up. Pizzy, your turn.
Man, I'm going to go with last year's champs. I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks.
No way.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a great take.
And I'll tell you why. Milwaukee didn't really mess around with their roster at all. After winning a ring, being able to stay together and build even more chemistry, that really helps, first and foremost. Second of all, your buddy Giannis Antetokounmpo developed a shot this year.
Yes,
he did. And that guy's unstoppable. That guy's unstoppable. To me, that's my MVP of this year. Second would be Nikola Jokic, obviously. But yeah. My man Giannis is unstoppable. And that was the one thing that really separated him from being a great winner and a Hall of Famer in the future, would be that jump shot, because his game is complete with the jump shot. And he recognized that, identified the problem, and worked on it, which, you know, we should side note, Ben Simmons should really be really, really listening to this podcast, because buddy there learned how to get a jump shot. So we'll take the Bucks this year.
Fair enough. Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Big thank you to Pizzy for coming out. Hope to have you on the show again.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Reveal Revy, for your input as always.
No problem, Dan the man.
And thank you, Pete.
No problem, bud.
The basketball expert, Pete. This has been Sports Take. Again, everyone, thank you for listening. Catch us next week, where we'll be covering the NHL. Ciao.
Ciao.
Take care.